A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all of our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
All right, let's get started.
So this is our introduction episode where we will introduce ourselves, talk to you about what we do and why we love it, and also talk to you about why we're producing these podcasts. So, Amy, who are you?
So I'm Amy Ravel. I'm 37 and I'm a professional organizer and I absolutely love it. To give you a bit of a history about me, I'm the eldest of five girls. So I really learnt my decluttering and organizing skills as a young child, kind of being responsible and helping, maybe let's say bossy, helping my siblings clean up and organize their toys and helping my mum around the house. So for me, organizing has been something I've always been very natural at, something I've always taken a lean toward. And even in primary school, my teachers would get me to help them clean up the classrooms and organize their own desks. I loved it that much. So it's kind of been a journey from, you know, a very young age.
So,
wow. Exciting.
Amy, are you married? Do you have children? Tell us a bit about your home life.
Okay. Yes. So I'm married to my husband, Cal. We've been married for 15 years and we have two sons. Jesse is 11 and Elijah is 9. So we've got a busy little household. Our boys never, ever, ever stop. But we really do enjoy. We live in Melbourne. So we live in the suburbs of Melbourne and really enjoy being a family and spending time together.
Awesome.
How about you, Kirsty? Why don't you tell us about your family?
So I am Kirsty. I've been married to Simon for 12 and a half years, so a little less than Amy. I am 39. I'm quickly heading towards my 40th birthday, which I'm excited about. We have two children, the gorgeous Oliver, who is about to turn 8, and the beautiful Emily, she's about to turn 6. I'm also the eldest of 5 children. Like Amy, I was very bossy, as my brothers and sisters can attest. But unlike Amy, I was not so organized and not so, probably not so helpful to my mum. I didn't grow up organized and neat. I was great at school and organized in that way, but my room was never neat and tidy. And our house, as a general rule, was never completely beautiful and immaculate. We were a very hospitable family, just like Amy's family were. But we'd get home, we'd invite people over and then we'd get home and quickly do a tidy up before they dropped in. But it wasn't a priority for my mum and dad to have a beautiful home to walk into. It was more a beautiful love that we shared with people that they'd walk into. Special. Yeah. So that's a bit about me.
So if you didn't grow up organized, Kirsty, or you said that it wasn't a natural inclination for you, how did you come to becoming a professional organizer?
Yeah, great question, Amy. So Simon, my husband, is so super organized. So living with him for 12 years has very much taught me how to be organized. I've watched him, I've learned through osmosis how to be organized. And because I'm naturally the most laziest person and the biggest procrastinator that you'll ever meet, I think that if I can change and transform into being less lazy and less procrastinating, then anybody can. And so that's why I love my business and I love being a professional organizer, because I can totally help people transform just like I've been transformed through my marriage.
That's pretty good. So you're a walking advert for the power of being able to change into an organized person.
Yes, I am. And I love it. I love it. I love them. Yeah, I love the freedom that comes through being more organized. How about you, Amy?
Yeah, it's amazing. I just think I spoke last week at a workshop about how organized families function better. Mm-hmm. And even around things like children helping with chores and having somewhere that the paperwork comes in when you get home. And look, we'll share so many of those tips throughout the future of this podcast. But it really does make a difference in families, and it makes a difference individually. I know myself, I feel better when I'm organized and I don't have just stuff piling up and things hanging over my head that I know I just should do.
Yes, totally, totally. So how do we know each other, Amy?
We've been friends. I was trying to work it out this morning, Kirsty. I'm thinking it's about 20 years. Would that be right?
Easily.
Maybe even a little bit more, actually. Maybe 25 years we've known each other.
Yeah.
Kirsty and I used to live quite locally to each other in Melbourne, and we attended the same church when we were in youth group. So that's where we first became friends.
Yes. And we've was your youth group leader too for
a year. Group leader. And then we
and our mums have been best friends for years and years and years as well.
They still are.
Yes, they still are. So
pretty nice. A long, long term friendship that we never would have imagined we'd end up doing work together. And who would have thought we would both go into the role of being professional organisers?
Yeah, so that's what I was, that was my next question, is how long have you been in business for? Tell our listeners. And how did you get into professional organising?
This is, in fact, June, so just coming up, is my third year in business. So I've always been a super, thanks, always been a very organised person and have always loved helping friends get organised. And it was in June 2014 that one of the mums from school invited me over in the holidays. And her brief was, I hate my house. I need to make it work better. And so with children in tow, with payment being I wanted a hot chicken and chips for lunch, I went over and we spent 9 hours reorganizing her home.
Wow.
So moved tables and chairs and cabinets and studies and toy rooms, completely changed what rooms were in what area of her home. And I absolutely loved it and thought, oh, imagine if I could get paid to do this. Imagine if this was my job. I'd just love it. And then friends started to see her house and they would ask for my number. And so I started doing a few friends and just helping people out of the goodness of my heart, and then went one day, oh, my goodness, I think I have a business.
Yay!
And so I decided that I would launch that and haven't looked back. I absolutely love helping people. And it makes a huge difference in people's everyday functional lives. I just think it's amazing.
Yes, yes.
And you've been a professional organizer a bit longer than me, haven't you, Kirsty?
Yeah, it's coming up to 5 years, I think. So I got into business because I was in Howard Storage one day and picked up their magazine and opened it up, and there was a story about a professional organizer. And I went, oh, I've never heard of that profession before. Oh, that's something that I could do. And I turned to my husband and went, hey, Simon, what do you think about this as a business idea? And he's like, yeah, cool. Look into it. See what you can do. And so similarly, I approached friends and asked them if I could help them in their overwhelmedness. Is that even a word?
Totally.
Yeah. And so some of them said yes. as well. And so I helped them and, got the ball rolling that way and have also never looked back. I love my job. It's been a juggle with little kids. My daughter has just started school this year. So this year has been a new start to me for me in my business as well. Just having the freedom to work 5 days a week has been luxurious compared to only a few days a week previously. So, Amy, what did you do before you were a professional organizer? I'd love the listeners to hear some of your history work-wise.
Well, Kirsty, I was the ultimate multitasker. Yes. So at one stage before I focused on professional organising, I was running 9 jobs, including 2 businesses. Crazy. So I've done lots of crazy things. So prior to running Simply Organised, I ran a children's online party supply business called Party in the Box. And we did that for several years. But whilst also doing that, I worked at World Vision. I've worked as a personal assistant and an executive assistant in several businesses and looking after CEOs and managers and pretty much organizing their lives and learning some great tips on how I can organize people now. It was actually a great stepping stone that I didn't even know I was part of. I've also worked in our local church. I've worked for Australia Post. I even had a job as an ultrasound model for a little while. So I've really
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Really done lots and lots of different jobs because Kirsty's laughing at me right now because I've had so many ridiculous jobs. And one that I've actually been in for 10 years and working is a bit of admin that I do for an executive coaching business. So I really enjoy that as a bit of, you know, being a professional organizer can be quite hard on the body and sometimes you just need to be able to sit at a computer. And so that's just a little bit I do on the side as well. So, Kirsty, tell me what you've done before you became a professional organizer.
So before starting my business, I had the luxury of staying at home with just my 2 kitties. I was really blessed that we moved to Sydney 7 years ago and from Melbourne, and I didn't have to work. So that was lovely. I got to spend time with my kids and I know just how fortunate I was in being able to do that. Before we had kids, I was a financial planner and an accountant, jobs that I loved, particularly the financial planning. I loved meeting with people and helping them achieve their financial goals. But I was never... it was never really what I absolutely loved. So I am so thankful that I found professional organizing because I absolutely love it. I love helping people. I love seeing the transformation that occurs in my clients, in their houses and in their minds and how they practice being organized. I love, love, love it. So I would
imagine, Kirsty, that having a background in finances would enable you to help people because decluttering, you know, you want it to flow over into your finances where you simplify and you get rid of the clutter around your finances. Do you find that you can help people in that area too?
Yeah, I love giving non-professional advice in that area. I don't claim to be a professional in that area anymore, so I don't I just love helping people in any way I can. Yeah. So, I'm very thankful again for my experience and all the different jobs that I've had in my past that have led me to here.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Amy, tell me about your ideal job. What does a normal day in a professional organizer's life when you're out with a client? What does a typical ideal day look like for you?
That's a good question, because I think even my husband probably doesn't know the true answer to that, because people see you go out in the morning and you've got your basket of goodies and your supplies that I take, and then you come home at the end of the day, you know, maybe a bit dusty and dirty and tired, and they kind of wonder what in the world's gone on between then. So for me, and a normal day would look like heading out at about 9 o'clock in the morning, start my sessions at 9:30. So most of my clients live in the Melbourne suburbs, so often in newer states. So mums of young children, so maybe kids at primary school. And so I head out to their homes, say arrive at 9:30 for a 4-hour session, and we really go in and kind of talk about where their frustrations are at and what their dreams are for their home, and then pick an area that we're going to work on. So we may choose the kitchen, because really mums are in the kitchen all the time. We often show love to our families by the way that we provide for them nutritious and healthy and yummy food. I know for me that's certainly the case. And so often mums want to start in the kitchen, and we would really look at the kitchen and how she uses it and how she'd like to use it. And then we get really dirty. We get every single thing out of the cupboards, and really talk about the best way to use a cupboard space and what things does she actually need to keep in there. I love decluttering. I'm often known as the declutter queen. So for me, it's about minimal. We want to only keep what we use and use what we keep. So for me, a day can be that, and sorting out a woman's cupboards and then really assessing with her how does that then work on into the everyday and what habits can we create around that. And creating some awesome before and after photos too as a testament to the work that my clients do.
Yeah, my clients are really similar, and I find lots of my potential clients love seeing the photos of the before and afters of my clients, because I think that gives them hope and it inspires them and motivates them stop procrastinating and to give me a call so I can get out and help them. So
yeah, I want to help you know them alone.
Yeah, totally. So I mostly work in the hills, but I can work all over Sydney. But I love the hills, and I love my peeps and my mum's out here. It's really, it's a beautiful area. A lot like where you live in Melbourne, Amy.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful area. I know the hills well.
Yeah, so I love working with mums as well. I love seeing the transformation that we can provide to them through getting in and getting dirty. And as I said before, I really love that transformation that happens in their minds when they start really understanding why it is that they have been acting the way that they've been acting and how it is that they can change those habits.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I love it. So what is our purpose for doing these podcasts, Amy? Why are we here together?
Well, you and I align so well on not only the skills that we bring to our clients and the ways that we teach them new habits, but also that we want to add value and show people the way, that we really believe that living a simple and decluttered and organized life does help you live a life that you want, that really does head you in the right direction. And so it's not just about us saying this is what we do, but showing you how to do it and taking you along that path, and also showing our listeners that it's not a difficult thing. So it's actually something that's totally achievable. And the aim of these podcasts is just to tackle one topic at a time, so people can just go with that topic, they can nail it, and then they're ready for the next step.
Awesome. Love it.
What would you add to that, Kirsty?
Oh, yeah, just that we exactly that we'll be doing small topics. So it might be clearing out a junk drawer. It might be tackling your shoes. It might be looking at your utensil drawer. It might be clearing out the pantry. So it's just small, easy to tackle topics that we'll be dealing with weekly, so that it's not overwhelming for our listeners and that it's easily achievable. Because as you said, you and I know how easy it is to declutter our home, but we also know how hard it can seem for our clients and how overwhelming it can feel when they start. But we also know just how fun it is to get that ball rolling and how every step we take, it just gets easier and easier.
Does. It's a little bit addictive, isn't it? You start with one area and you think, I've had so much success here and I love the change. Maybe I'll just do one more area. Maybe I'll just do one more. Before you know it, you actually have a home that is serving you rather than you feeling like you're constantly running around serving your home.
Yeah, and I often say to my clients, oh, is this fun? And they're like, yeah, no, Kirsty, but we love the outcome. So
that's right, it's worth it.
I keep forgetting that this isn't fun for everybody, although I do really appreciate it. I do appreciate that my clients do find it or can find it challenging and hard work, but I also know the transformation that occurs is so worth it and they are so appreciative. So we hope that you listeners can also find hope in that the transformation will occur, and it may not happen overnight, but it will happen.
That's right. So we really encourage you to follow our journey and to listen to the podcast as they're released. Follow along. We've got a Facebook page we'd love you to engage with, The Art of Decluttering. And so you can join with us, you can follow us and come along and enjoy the journey.
Yeah, we can't wait to see your before and after photos too. Help inspire and encourage and motivate us as well as everybody else who's on the journey. Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a girlfriend a favor and share this episode with her so that she too can learn the art of decluttering.
You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganized.net or on Facebook as Simply Organized PO.
And you can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app. So if there's anything you want more info on, just check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learnt some great tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised. We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.